and we let it be because we're okay. Because a voice that was walking behind you wasn't the voice of God that said, whether you turn to the left or the right, walk this way. There's a voice of God, a voice of Satan.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 6, 2022, and is titled, Liar, Liar. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
That's been speaking to you right in your church services every day, saying, these are men of God that preach the way of salvation. These people are fine. Listen to them. They're doing good. They're doing great. While everything around you is going to hell in a handbasket, and we sat there asleep, and when we finally woke up, what'd we say? We ain't got guts enough to kill ourselves, so we'll just pretend that God's going to come get us out of here because he's so cotton-picking happy with us. Whoo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's good stuff right there. There's a music group that named themselves after us called Asleep at the Wheel. I've been bellyaching about this for 20 years. This is on us. But we've come to the time to the next part. Watch this. Here's the next part, church. But Paul called out in a loud voice saying, do no harm, we're all here. Don't jump ship. Don't bail out. Don't quit. Then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought him out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, I don't know what your Bible says. Does your Bible say you need to come to church? Listen, Mr. Jailer, you'll be fine if you'll just start tithing. Let me do that one more time. That felt really good. I've heard that crud as long as I've been a Christian. You'll be fine, Mr. Jailer. You just need to start tithing. God will bless you. You just start tithing. Here's what he told him. Go home. How many of y'all heard me say that any time in the last 20 years? Go home. Go home. It's where it all happens. What must I do? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what the word on means? Source of dependence. You see, if you believe in Jesus, it means that you have placed your faith somewhere. You can put your faith in the idea of Jesus. Look, I'm going to stay on this for a while. How many of you do not raise your hand, but at one time have been taught to put your faith in your tithes? Put your faith in your tithes. I want you just to hear that and think about that for a minute. Putting your faith in your tithe. Putting your faith in your attendance. Pick a spot. He said, put your faith on Jesus. Come to full dependency on Jesus. When you pray the destination prayer, believe in Jesus. And then put him in your heart so you can be in heaven. Totally alleviate dependency. I'm talking about today. Are you fully dependent and reliant on God today? He said, this jailer said, what must I do to be saved? He said, depend on the Lord. Be fully dependent on the Lord. Every time an institution falls in the next year, you mark this down. If you live long enough and I live long enough, you remember I told you every time an institution comes to the ground, it gives us a greater chance to bring people to a full dependency on Jesus, because the institutions have tried to become a substitute for what only God can do. He says right here, depend on Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Go home, Dad, and depend on Jesus and watch what happens. That's good teaching right there. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all who were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now, when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. The whole house came believers. This is the scenario of how this could possibly play out. Even if it doesn't happen for the whole group, when's the last time you were found in the middle of a disaster and you began praising the Lord, and everybody could hear you, and miracles start happening, and somebody got born again because you rejoiced, because of your faith, because you were a contender. You knew that no weapon forged against you would prevail, and you'd refute every tongue that came against you, and you rejoiced in that in the worst of time, and people came to know Jesus because of the miracles that God was doing in your life in the midst of the wreck. As I've prayed for the next great awakening on American soil, I rejoice in the times that are coming. You see, when we've been teaching out of the book of Ezekiel, all the hardship that came to Israel time and time again, what was the common line of Crandall when he got done doing stuff? What'd God say? So they would know that I'm the Lord. Isn't that right? Every time he'd do something, bring a plague or destroy somebody, he'd say, so they will know that I'm the Lord. They will know that I'm the Lord. That's the whole idea. You know what he never did? In the Old Testament, he knew that either one. He never walked in and brought you a winning lottery ticket. So they will know that I am the Lord. Where would you get such an idea? You'd get that from a voice that says, look at the servants of God, but don't mess with their money. Better be careful which voice. Man has the opportunity to have a lot of masters. As we've walked through a lot of things, and I've been really public, no takers. So if you're not operating in the Spirit of God and you're not a contender for the faith, yet I'm calling you out on a few things and I'm disclosing a few things and I'm exposing a few things, then what spirit are you? Because if you're not the Spirit of the living God, then you will be muted in my presence. Because no weapon forged against me will prevail. And I'll refute every tongue that comes against this word right here. Not against what I think or what I feel, but the truth. Why would I monkey with such stuff? People ask that all the time. Why are you monkey with stuff? Robin was reading out of another guy where he does kind of the same thing, and people would comment. Won't you just talk about what's good? Won't you just talk about the goodness of God? Just talk about the goodness of God. Hey, you know what? That's what I'll do. Every one of you that I look at and know and just personally feel like you're still in bondage or you still might operate in fear, or you might lack a little courage, or you're still waiting to operate in your anointing. Any of those things has got you held captive a little. Let me tell you what I think I'll do from here on out. I think I'm going to leave your leg tied to the post, just like the prisoner. Just like Paul and Silas, you can be in the inner room, tied to the post, and I'll just come by and tell you periodically about the goodness of God. Or I can come by with the keys to the kingdom and can unlock your chains. Which one would you rather have? You don't be free with your leg to a post? You're going to be free like Jesus said. This institutionalized religion that we were all brought up in, there's a pile of it stinks to high heaven. Still selling it. Still selling it. It's not bearing any fruit. He said, you'll show yourselves to be my disciples bearing much fruit. Fruit that will last. So we quit telling you to go home and we told you to come here. We didn't tell you to be generous. We told you we were a storehouse. We bound your hands with a 10% teaching. That's simply all the word tithe means is 10%. Doesn't mean give, doesn't mean generous, doesn't mean anything other than tenth. That's it. Paul teaches it two times in the Bible, never uses the word. They were down to the last spot. We've dismantled a lot of stuff. Once saved, always saved. Beam me up, Scotty, pick a spot. Why? Because Jesus said he'd set the captives free. Free to live in the midst of trouble. And if you're free to live in the midst of trouble, you'll praise the Lord. You begin to praise the Lord in the midst of trouble, you will finally see miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. When you start operating in that fullness of the kingdom, people start getting saved. It's amazing how many people occupy the pews of something every week who have never known to lead anybody to the Lord. Why should that be? Paul and Silas just went to jail, got their clothes ripped off, the tar beat out of them, and the whole family got saved. Wow. Wow. What's the first thing that happened? That voice stopped it. They stopped it. Wasn't a voice that was calling them liars or anything else. It was a voice saying, these are men of God. They preach the way of salvation. All for the money. And they stopped it. The road sign's up. I'm going down the road. Yeah. Listen. Don't give up on the word. I'm not telling you about giving up on me. Don't give up on the word. Bring your family. Get your family in on some of this. Let me tell you something. The enemy's done a good job out there. A lot of people that. But that deceiver, he's operated in our batch a lot. And if you'll do something wrong for three generations, it now becomes right. We just got to do better. You want to see the church of God rise up? You want to see revival in your land? Would you like to see revival at your kitchen table? Okay. Then we're going to have to shut up that voice that's been prodding you along since you was a little kid. We're going to have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He is the master. He has no masters. Okay? All right. Anybody got any questions? Anything you want to shout out about? Yes. 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 Test the spirit. What does it say in 1 John on down there? Does it say, test the spirit, that Jesus came in the flesh and was raised from the dead? Is that 1 John 4? 1 John 4, just for you people that are not in here and couldn't hear Gary, he brought that up about testing the spirits, and then, but we always stop on that with acknowledging Jesus. But we have a lot of people now in the Christian faith, in this religion we call Christianity now, that no longer believe in the creation, the truth of creation by God. Therefore, you can't believe in the truth of the Immaculate Conception. The impregnation of a young woman by the Holy Spirit that brought the Son of God and Son of Man in the earth. God came in the flesh. That's a dividing issue. When you sit down now amongst high theologians, that's a dividing issue, that God came in the flesh. Jesus was God that came in the flesh. The Spirit of God is what brought him forth. That same Spirit is what brought you forth. It's all very important stuff and discern them. When you get over here into Acts 19, great story about the seven sons of Sceva. This is about those voices. Because the boys were running around and they were casting out demons and doing stuff in the name of Jesus. And pretty soon these demonized guys is running around, these null and void of the Holy Spirit, wanting to use the name of Jesus for their glory. That's good stuff. But here's what's even better. They encounter a demonized guy. He's a raging nut. And they're going to try this out on him. I don't encourage this. If you're not equipped for this, don't do it. Yeah. And he said, Jesus, the demon said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? And beat the dog crud out of him. Yeah. Whipped them, tore their clothes off. I'm telling you, there's a lot of naked people running around this Christian thing. Sent them home with their tail between their legs. All these imitators. See what they're doing? They're imitators. I mean, the sorcerers did the same thing of when Pharaoh and Aaron and Moses, all during the plagues. Imitators. Okay? Got to be able to discern. Anybody else? It's good stuff. All right. Well, you've been a wonderful crowd. Somebody want to take up an offering? No, not really. I'm joking. Yeah, send your tithes and offerings. No, keep your money and go home. Go home and be generous. Go home and trust God. Go home and bless your family. Do it all to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray right quick. Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. And Lord, tonight, if there's anyone here who needs a special touch, Lord, I pray that you just make yourself fully available. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight who can't figure out what category they're in, tonight is their night to truly know you and to sell out, become yours. Lord, I pray that. And so, Lord, prepare us. Prepare us for the days. Prepare us for the harvest. Lord, you said the harvest is plenty, the workers are few. Raise up workers in the harvest right here. Let us get the scales off our eyes. Oh, Lord, such a good word. Just like you did Saul of Tarsus. All that old religion, all that junk, get it off our eyes so we can see you clearly. Hear your voice and follow your lead. We bless you, Lord, and give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Liar, Liar. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. You can find us on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.